Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
I've just driven out his recently updated Q7 7-seat SUV, always a firm favourite, the entry Q7 45 TDI at $103,300, the most affordable in the range. Having said that, it wants for nothing apart from a few minor items. As a long-distance family cruiser, it makes driving just so effortless. A 3-litre V6 turbo diesel with 145 kilowatts of power, more importantly, 500 newton metres of torque, constant all-wheel drive and an 8-speed automatic. The updated Audi Q7 gets some mild 48-volt hybrid technology. It doesn't contribute a lot to economy and performance, but this is a big, heavy SUV, and in mostly city driving I still manage 9.2 litres per 100. In some ways, the engine lacks some overall polish and can sound a wee bit agricultural at idle and under load, but it does offer strong performance. As an open-road cruiser, it excels and makes long-distance driving a breeze. Importantly, it offers more room to similar-priced BMW X5 and Mercedes-Benz GLE models, exemplified in the third-row seats. The rear seats, able to be power-operated from the rear load space, fold them down, and boot space grows from 295 to a very usable 740 litres. Ride quality from the standard air suspension supple, providing a real quality to the Audi Q7's overall feel. I'm David Berthon.